You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Welcome back to Real Insight Keen, Insights for the Semi-Observant. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 132, The Avengers Age of Ultron. So, I had a chance to watch the movie this weekend, good relaxation, and getting back into the movie review side of thing after a couple weeks off. I'll get into that a little bit at the end of the episode, but in any case, I wanted to jump into the movie and have my review of it. In general, it was a pretty good movie, but in this case, it's a little bit odd in that I know why I probably didn't like it as much as maybe the first Avengers Age of Ultron kind of reminded me of another Marvel property. So I'll get through the introduction and jump right into it. So the Avengers Age of Ultron released in the United States on May 1st, 2015. With the summary, when Tony Stark and Bruce Banner try to jumpstart a dormant peacekeeping program, things go awry and it's up to the Avengers to stop the villainous Ultron from enacting his terrible plans. So, to me, the summary seems a little bit over-hyped for what it was. I mean, it's more or less accurate, but I guess for me it's more of a technicality in that it was more of Jarvis doing it rather than Tony and Bruce, but it was more of a thing of they were trying to do research and left it alone and didn't continue to monitor it, I guess, so I don't know, it's kind of weird, but over in general, it is a pretty accurate description of what happens in the movie. So, as always, I'll have a link to the IMDb profile and the Wikipedia pages so you guys can check out the full cast list, summary, all that good stuff. Last I checked on Rotten Tomatoes, it was getting a pretty good score of 75% as far as the critics review or critics rating goes. The user review was closer to, I want to say, 90 to 95%. So, in general, people are liking it, but it is falling to the sequel syndrome, I suppose, where sequels are not as good as the original. But I was talking to a friend, and we were saying that it was pretty much set up to be the bridge between the first movie and third movie, and more of that bridge movie as far as other event or other Marvel properties as far as where they are going. But on its own, I'll jump into the review right now. So to start off my insights, wait, those aren't the X-Men. So my first bothersome event of the movie actually happens in the introductory sequence. If it's kind of familiar, it kind of rounds out what we see in one of the trailers with all the Avengers action sequence on film, but it kind of reminded me of the X-Men cartoon opening sequence where we see all the different powers of all the different X-Men members, and we kind of get that here where we see all the different Avengers doing that, what they are known for, their superpowers, special powers, their signature moves, so to speak, and it kind of rounds out into the collage of all the different Avengers, and it was like it kind of bothered me, and then it didn't quite hit me until a little bit later, which is another one or is this is kind of my part of my review, so I'll get into that a little bit later. But essentially, that opening sequence is a lot reminded me of a live action X-Men or a live action X-Men sequence, but in the Avengers part of the universe. Next up, we have the introduction of Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, and we have them causing all sorts of mayhem when the Avengers get into the actual base that they're invading in the opening sequence to save the want to say the Infinity Stone, but don't quote me on that. They're trying to recover the artifact from the Hydra base, and I got to thinking to continue the X-Men side of how this movie of Avengers reminded me of X-Men, but I got to thinking of X-Men Days of Memories Past, in that the Scarlet Witch was bringing up the fears of the various X-Men, what made them terrified, what actually scares them, And it kind of was that whole flashback sequence and reminded me of X-Men Days of Future Past. So a kind of merging of the universes. I want to, with no actual basis of anything, it probably could be related to, I doubt that this is happening, but part of the Civil War. But that is actually later on as far as what how the Vision is concerned. But in any case, the first half of the movie was very X-Men. In as far as the color palette and sequences and just the general feel of the movie. But later on, we finally have, when we get to finally meet Ultron, we have his speech about not having any strings attached. I got to thinking, and this was totally off the wall and made me laugh out loud, but I got to thinking that, so basically, Ultron has no strings attached, and I just went along the tangent of NSYNC for no apparent reason at all. But I am kind of glad that they poked fun or pseudo poked fun at the fact that traditional villains give the speech, or at least the good guys try to have the bad guys give a speech and draw out and stall for time, which they also did a little bit later with Thor, I believe, as well. But I actually kind of like that this was actually one of the high points of the movie, where they didn't waste too much time on trying to get the villain to give a speech, even though at this point I think it was Iron Man who was trying to do that and stall for time. But overall, no strings attached was a good speech in general. But finally, while Tony Stark was trying to make his case for why they would need a peacekeeping force and the whole protection around the Earth and the whole nine yards there, I got to thinking, in peacetime, why not be a superhero construction crew? And this is very evident, or at least it became evident to me in the final battle sequence, where we have Tony Stark, Iron Man, being the repair guy he can get just about anywhere. We have the Hulk to destroy and be the demolitions expert. We have Hawkeye and Black Widow to survey the scene, get set up and that sort of thing. Thor for electrical power, I guess, to round that out. But in general, it would have been funny joke to me, at least. Maybe that's just me, but a funny joke as far as a superhero construction crew, and they can get around and do the job that no regular human construction crew can do. So that's all there is for that. So I summarize the movie as, when your villain has an emotional state of jubilee and your anti-villain looks a lot like Magneto, what could go wrong? So this ties directly to my score of the movie, which I gave at 90%. It was, to me, very well done. I think it was that good mix of the dark aftermath of what we have in the Avengers Iron Man 3, and the lighthearted side of things that we did see in the beginning of Avengers Iron Man 1 part, and the various other Marvel movies that have been released. But to me, it seemed like it was taken from the X-Men playbook as far as color schemes, general look and feel. And I don't want to say washed out, but it was along those lines of trying to bring in that X-Men look and feel and having the whole mutant storyline, but not so much mutants. But they did solve that as far as making note that Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch are enhanced humans rather than mutants, so we kind of get that answer for what they are in this iteration of the Marvel Universe. So generally well done, though. I did like that color scheme, though. It was kind of X-Men meets Man of Steel, so you do have that variety of colors, but it wasn't that sharp color scheme, so kind of what we see in Man of Steel, and I do know it's DC for Man of Steel, but it was a good implementation of it. It was not that stark black and white or very dull color, and no pun intended, but I don't know, it was not poorly done. It was, I actually kind of liked it, but it was just an odd transition, I think, from the prior movies, at least. So I suppose Captain America was along those lines, but since we are present day rather than in the World War II era, it was kind of odd to see that color scheme. The only negative I have was it was kind of a movie to top the movie we saw in Iron Man 3, as far as all of the various models of Iron Man suits fighting against the Mandarin storyline. I forgot what the bad guy in the movie was, but I figured that my problem was that the only way to top an army of Iron Men is an evil army of Iron Men. So, rather than having the whatever dozen or so ex-Iron Men suit, we have now the army of Ultron suits to fight or to try and overwhelm the Avengers. So, it's kind of the fallback issue that I have with the movie where, it was kind of how do we top what we've already seen and how can we kind of balance everyone we're seeing. And I know that was the issue going into it, reading the various reviews and all that and critiques of the movie, that how are we going to balance all the Avengers and then bring in more people and characters into the movie. So the kind of ups and downs there, but overall I thought the movie was actually pretty good. It was entertaining enough. We do see the strain that the characters are facing with each other and with the effects of all the other, with each other and all the other events that have recently happened in prior movies. So we know that it's not easy to be a superhero, and they are, the responsibility of what they're doing and the consequences of their actions are weighing down on them. So we'll see exactly what happens with the finale of the movie, which I will leave open-ended, but all in all it did end well, so I kind of like it and can't wait to see what we get in the third Avengers movie. So that is all for this particular episode. So if you have any questions, comments, insights of your own, corrections or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574, and you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. And of course you can help support the show and the network by visiting us on Patreon at patreon.com/geekio, or checking out our many sponsors at geek-io.net/support. And of course you can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.net. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, actually, before I forget, so recently there was a wedding in the family. So I forget if I mentioned that on the last episode, but that is why there were a couple of weeks off. So I'm glad that the Avengers came out when it did. It was a good way to relax and top off and get my mind off of the fun and stress that was the wedding. So we are back to our regularly scheduled releases. So that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.